We all set, Matt? All right. We are back in order for the admin portion of the regularly scheduled commission meeting. We do not have any consent matters. We have discussion of the Integrated Resource Plan admin rules and investigations. And Jack, did you bring copies? Because I don't have.
I do have two additional copies.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, thank you.
So thank you, Madam Chair. The I did request to discuss matters related to integrated resource planning, but largely in due to Commissioner Christman's actual, this was upon his request, because there are a number of possible outstanding integrated resource planning investigations that we're looking at conducting. And since we were just discussing the matters in general, I thought I'd just give you a quick update of where we are in this process and kind of how we're planning on proceeding.
Perfect.
Over the next couple months. Specifically, I know before our previous commissioner left, Commissioner Crosius, he was pushing very strongly to have an integrated resource plan investigation into Otter Tail. As of recent, I think you discussed as well a possibility of an integrated resource plan investigation into Northern States Power Company as well. And so I thought I would just kind of open the discussion on whether that is how we were planning on proceeding, or if we're planning on proceeding at one at a time, or mm-hmm. any other matters related to that.
And so my discussion then with staff, because is taking this portfolio over, and one of the first conversations I had with Adam is, how do you want to move forward on this Otter Tail one? And the Otter Tail one, a large part of that IRP issue is the Coyote, their share as the majority shareholder of the Coyote Power Plant.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sitting there, but then something was mentioned about doing one on NSP, and I was just thinking about the old adage of eating the elephant one bite at a time, and so we'd probably have to figure out, what our capacity is.
Right.
to do this new process of more thorough analysis of IRPs.
So can you remind me what the status is of both of those? Like, when did they file them? Like, of all three of the electric public utilities, what's their current status on their IRPs?
Let's see. I know Xcel initially filed, I believe, in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then they updated it by filing what's called their supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And then they filed again, I believe it was last summer, their alternate.
Right.
Otter Tail.
And do you know, was that a five, how long, many years does that look out?
It looks out, let's see, Xcel goes out, the modeling itself goes out, like if you look at the revenue requirements, actually go out to 2045. However, if you look in the IRP, they will only give you the resource builds out through 2034. So in this case, it would cover 2022 to 2034.
Okay.
It was that as a result of, are they generally looking at 20-year or 15-year planning horizon? Long-term, I think those are the most common to long-term planning horizons.
Right, yeah, it's either 15 or 20.
Okay.
All right. And then Otter Tail?
I'd have to check on that. I don't know.
When did they file? Didn't they file one with us?
Yeah, I believe it was last year. Yeah. Around summertime, maybe fall, I want to say.
That's about as I recall it, too. I didn't look at the date on it, but it seems like it's hard for me to imagine it's a whole year ago.
Yeah, right.
And then that's probably 15 years as well.
I believe that's 15. I'd have to double
okay.
check.
And where is MDU in there?
MDU, cycle? Yeah. I would say they filed maybe in 2020 sometime.
Okay.
But that one's older. That one's kind of in the middle, if I remember right,
mm-hmm.
in the middle between Xcel and Otter Tail.
But MDU,
I believe.
And Northern States Power Companies, theirs would probably be older, but they've supplemented it since then.
Right, yeah.
Because they've allowed variances to kind of extend the process.
Yep.
Okay, so it as I think about this, it would be helpful. Whatever we do now will kind of be a schedule, I'm guessing. Because we can't do two at once. I don't think we can do two at once. Do you feel like we can?
I kind of feel, too, we should take these one at a time.
And is that how you guys feel?
And I guess this kind of dovetails onto the current process that we're kind of planning on moving forward. We had envisioned really setting up a staggered 3-year planning cycle for the different ones, so we're allowed to, that would allow us to essentially kind of focus on one at a time on a yearly basis. The two things I would point out related to integrated resource plans, and I haven't spoken to Anna related to this, so feel free to hop in if you have different thoughts. I think that if we wanted to do an integrated resource plan investigation into Xcel Energy, I think we'd want to wait till after these rules are in place. Provides additional structure, but also provides some additional guidance in what we're looking for in our integrated resource plans as it relates to our jurisdiction. Otter Tails, again, is my understanding, their modeling is actually a little closer to what we would probably be looking at if we wanted to do one on the front end. And so I think there would be less reconfiguring, less refiling, less supplements if we wanted to do an investigation into one or the other between the two. I also think, you know, Adam had already been working on RFP or RFQ, one of the two, for an investigation and to get some consultants for the an IRP investigation into Otter Tail. And I know that company was already anticipating to have an investigation as well.
You mean that company being Otter Tail?
Otter Tail, got the yes. They, consultant. They've already been having conversations with Adam, and so they were anticipating that we would be looking into their integrated resource plan.
Okay. I mean, that seems like a reasonable approach. Are we able to develop a timeline that sort of starts and finishes within a year? I mean, can that be our goal?
I think we could make it our goal. Of course, is our first one, so I don't want to say exactly how this will play out. It, you know, it depends on a number of things. Depends how, when we get into it, where the assumptions and sensitivities are, where the agreements and disagreements. And I guess with that in mind, that's why I think Otter Tail may be the easiest to start with, because I think there's this closer to, from our first look, probably what we would envision for integrated resource planning. For
I mean, I think that some of that is our discipline to just know, like, we want to do a thorough job and we want to get as much as we can, but there's, you know, probably infinite number of things you can, and we're going to have to be somewhat disciplined and selective where we can, and just say, like, okay, we're going to save this one for the next time, or, you know, this is an issue that we can't dig into now, and just so that we do come, like, have beginning and end and conclusion and direction that's in a somewhat timely manner to actually be usable.
Absolutely.
And I know that's hard when you start digging into stuff. It's like there's more and more and more. The ball of yarn never ends. So.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an evolution process here. And I think it's certainly a worthy goal, and we're going to get into it. And at some point, there's going to be clearly a best consultant to go with. But they're really busy on some other cases right now, and so it delays it a little bit. And if we want that really best consultant for that particular case, maybe we have to get off of our schedule just a little bit. Or I can see things going wrong from just an exact, yep, this one's this year, and the next one's the next year. But I think it's a good starting point if we pick one and try and accomplish it in this year. And with the anticipation that next year we get up bright and early with our newly sworn in commissioner and start the next one.
Yeah. And I think we have to keep in mind the goal here is to end up with feedback that is usable for the companies and actually makes a difference in what they're doing. And in order to get to that goal, it has to be in a time manner that's timely enough to be usable. So.
Right.
Right, and in Otter Tail's case, they've expressed their wish is to receive from this commission some kind of direction on how to proceed with Coyote Station.
And what's their timeline for that feedback?
I don't know when they're proposing to start the process of closure in 2028. Excuse me. By 2025 or 2024 maybe is when they might need to have that decision from us.
Well, hopefully we won't spend that long.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you know, that's not a wholly owned plant for them. And so other companies are wondering too, like, are we losing our partner here?
Is it available for purchase? You know,
Sure. And by the way, I didn't mean newly sworn in and not sworn in again, but
yeah,
you know what I meant.
I knew what you meant.
Sure. So, I guess what I'm hearing is the commission is comfortable moving forward with an investigation into Otter Tail Power Company's integrated resource planning, and we'll hold off on Northern States Power Company.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I do see a timeline that is somewhat sensitive on that one as well, but I also am, and they're our biggest utility.
Mm-hmm. You know,
they have the most customers here.
Sure.
So, but we also have the smallest percentage of their load, so our influence is probably smaller with them, and there's this immediate issue on the Kyle plant that is probably really a more urgent thing, but we can't wait on NSP longer than a year. I mean, that process is continuing in Minnesota, and they drive the train. So,
sure.
Well, and I'm thinking by fall too. You know, we'll see where we're at in progress on the first one. Doesn't mean that in the fall we can't be making some phone calls and looking for potential consultants and things like that. And we don't have to totally close the books on one before we begin.
Okay.
And while I'm here with the current draft of the rules, and it's still somewhat in a fluid process, we're planning on having a stakeholder meeting coming up, I think, on the 11th, 12th, Adam?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Where we plan to have a meeting with all the regulated community involved in the integrated resource planning.
Okay.
So we'll probably change to degree after that to some extent. But if you do have any thoughts on the front end, it would be good to know. There's the resource planning as well, as I did add some cybersecurity admin roles that I kind of drafted on as well. Just to give you a couple of quick synopsis without getting in all to the what's required in the integrated resource plan. I mean, it's fairly extensive, but I think you'll find that it's probably common. You'll find commonality with what we're requesting as what other states are requesting. One departure from a lot of them is we are requesting that they file the resource plan on a 3-year cycle. So, and ultimately we are going to order a date for them to make their first filing. So we put in the rules and subsequently decide the first date so we could stagger them to the extent that we want.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had much feedback from the companies on whether they like that or they don't like that. A little bit, but they all seem fairly agreeable to that concept.
And then if they can kind of help coordinate that so it's not like completely opposite of what they're doing in other jurisdictions, I think it would be helpful and save on resources for the company too.
It could. It depends. It depends on how different our request for modeling is. I mean, for example, if XL Energy is one that may dramatically change from theirs to ours. But part of that, and one thing I was looking to have with this integrated resource plans and these roles is I was requesting that they, as part of this, that they provide how they're going to reconcile jurisdictional differences in there. So it allows them to look at what they're doing there, what we're doing here, how do they propose that we bridge this gap, whether it's, some departure in resources or so forth, but we'd allow them to make that recommendation. Another item in here is the comment period. Right now I have a 60-day comment period. I'm not sure how formal or informal you guys are looking at having this. That allow any other interested parties to do, to provide some input as well. We could make it longer. It allows us to extend it as well if we feel the need to do so. But I'm assuming the longer we extend that comment period, the more difficult it could be to actually get through it in a year, if that's what you're looking at.
Well, and don't, in most things, the comments come in on the last day.
Sure.
So
I'm kind of wondering, because this is sort of, there's a lot here, and I think we should go through it more thoroughly than just in admin. Could you meet with the companies, get their feedback, and then could we set up a work session?
Sure, absolutely. I wasn't planning on touching. I was just going to hit a couple procedural highlights and so forth. But if you want, we could just hold off until after all this.
I've reviewed it and nothing jumped out at me, but I had the same thought based on prior experiences, even on this topic in the legislative session. I expect they have a lot of feedback, and that's why I didn't spend more time on it, because I thought, oh, I bet you there's going to be a lot of recommended changes.
Sure.
Before it becomes finalized. And I wanted to throw one thing out, though. When we talk about this, if it's workable and we end up settling on a 3-year cycle, so each one has a year, I mean, it's always convenient looking at it ahead of time to have those be calendar years. But I know I always feel an odd number of years, almost the most overwhelmed in January and April when the session is starting and we're reviewing all these bills, and April when things are being finalized. I don't know, other months don't really jump out at me at the moment as being so hectic, but maybe that doesn't necessarily have to be calendar years. If there's times when we or they have certain other things going on that you want to avoid deadlines with this topic, you know, I don't care if those years would run from April through March or something that seems workable for us and them if there are other dates than calendar years.
Okay. And I think we, even as it's currently drafted, we'd have flexibility to do that.
Okay. But it might be something you can acquire of them, whether there's specific bad times.
I don't want to, I'm not meaning to cut you short, Jack. I just am knowing that we have our public input sessions at noon, and I have one other thing I have to do before that. So finish, as long as we're done by 11:30, I'm good, which is 15 minutes. So I think if you have a few other things you want to highlight or get our feedback from right now, that's fine.
Largely I was just giving you guys the opportunity if you want to have some strong opinions on the front end, but I can just as well come back later and give you guys a more thorough evaluation once we have opportunity to speak with the stakeholders.
Sure. Okay. Good with that?
I am.
All right. Excellent. Thanks. Are they going to comment on the cybersecurity too? Are you discussing that with them as well?
Well, I provided all of it to them.
Okay. Good. Thank you for doing that. All righty. That's the only discussion item. Victor?
Are the utility shareholders a part of that discussion too?
I specifically reached directly to the companies themselves. So I guess I didn't reach out to any individual. I asked from each company who they would like to have involved, and they gave us a list of names, and those are the ones we contacted.
I think for this, that's the most appropriate. And they'll involve Carly if they see fit. It seems like
sounds good.
They coordinate with her. Alrighty, scheduling matters. Is that you, Victor?
Like this first one's Pat's. I have another one that's not on here.
Umber. Okay, Pat, you're up.
Sure. Wanted to set up an informal for Endeavor. Their application to change the route and amend the certificate and permit. And I noticed that the next informal, the scheduled informal, next one is February 28th, but there are already a couple of items on that on that informal.
Okay.
And so I thought, I got some other dates from the company when they would be available for a specially scheduled informal.
Okay.
If you wanted to do that. February 7th through 11th, anytime in there. February 14th or February 15th.
Those I'm gone at Nayrook, so that week is pretty much out, that week of Nayrook.
Okay, and February 7th. February 21 or 22 is the other options.
Did we decide to not do the 7th through the 11th?
No, I haven't. I'm looking at that week. Do you have any big blocks open that week?
I'm okay on the 7th, that's Monday.
I have quite a bit on my calendar already that day, so.
How long do we think this informal would be? I think, Victor, on the 8th is the COG meeting. Do you expect a lot on that agenda? Will we be done by noon?
I'm not available that day.
Okay, never mind.
The 10th? How about the 10th?
No, I'm out that day.
The 9th, I'm pretty open.
The 9th can work for me too.
Okay. Yeah. So probably the afternoon.
So we'd have to do it right away in the morning or a little later in the afternoon when...
After the smell of chili has left us. How about... I mean, certainly by 2 or 2:30, we have everything ready.
Yeah. Do you expect this to be a long informal?
Perhaps 2 hours, maybe, you know, 2 to 3 hours.
3 hours for an informal?
I don't think so, not 3 hours.
Okay.
I don't know how much.
So maybe two to four, block off.
Okay.
The IRP thing Jack was just talking about is actually scheduled, you're talking about February 9th. Is scheduled from 1:30 to 2:30 on that day.
Oh. So should we do right after that?
That's what I still have it on my calendar anyway. IRP stakeholder working group.
Not for us. It's Jack.
That's Jack.
Oh, gotcha. Never mind.
Well, or should we look at? I kind of cut Pat off. We had some later dates too. I said, well, wait, let's look at these first. But that's one possibility.
The 11th, I'm also pretty open. But we can go after the 20th. We could look at the 22nd, too. I probably should save some time the week before Neighbor to prepare for my presentations there.
What was the other day, Pat, the 22nd?
21 or 22.
21 is a holiday.
That's why I'm open on that.
Well.
the 22nd, the morning of the 22nd? Like 10?
Yeah, I have a 1 o'clock thing, but so if maybe
so
we
do
can,
I.
Did you say 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, or?
9.
9 or 10, either one works.
You want to say 9. 9 o'clock on the 22nd, February 22nd.
Okay.
All right.
Mine should be a little easier. It's a little bit farther out in April. So this is MDU's siting application for the water line Mandan. Just due to notice periods and things like that, we're looking early April at the earliest. So the first day to have is April 1st.
I've seen that application. I have not even opened the cover. But since when do we cite water lines?
When they feed a generation facility.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
It's an obscure little line in the siting
yeah.
law, but
That old one is cited. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So how about the 5th?
5th is an option?
That looks good for me. Well, yeah.
The 5th works for me.
Okay.
Shall be so. I'll bring a official notice next meeting and make sure all the other parties, I know the company was available those dates, but I'll make sure ALJ and everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So time, I suppose, what, 9 a.m. since this will be in Mandan?
Oh, yeah, that is. Sure. Perfect.
So April 5th at 9, is that what we said?
Yes.
Good job, Pamela.
Yes.
Okay.
Boy, Mandan, that's sure out of the convenient realm, isn't it?
So handy. Can we do more things in Mandan? We need to spread the wealth. Provide more access to Mandanites.
Boy. How did Dwight Cook always say in Bismarck's upper class western neighborhood or something?
Okay, anything else for the good of the order? If not, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.